Hello and welcome back to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will learn important things about our world. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we have two stories for you. First, we travel to the African country of Zambia to talk politics. Presidential elections will be held later this month. We will hear about a woman who wants the job. Then we will learn how pollution is changing and damaging one of the most famous buildings in the world. As It is coming to you from The Voice of America. Let's get started. Zambia's only female candidate in the presidential election says she is not in the race because she is a woman. She says she is running because the country needs a true leader. Anna Mateo is here to tell us who she is.
Edith Nwakwe is the only female candidate for president of Zambia. She represents the Forum for Democracy and Development Party. "We are not in the race because I am a woman," she says. "I feel that among the candidates standing in Zambia, I think we possess the opportunity to do much better than my colleagues. I think for a long time in Zambia, the voters are saying that it's an opportune time for a female candidate." Her critics say she will never be elected. They say she is running just to reduce the votes for the other candidates. But Ms. Nwakwe says her party is the most respected political organization in Zambia today, especially because the other political parties are fighting with themselves. The current ruling party and the main opposition party have each selected two candidates. Neither party can agree on a single candidate. Ms. Nwakwe also says she is the only person in the race who can stop corruption in the country. She says the root cause of corruption is embedded in the over-centralized government system. The very nature of governance, where excessive powers are given to the presidency, is what causes corruption. And we are saying that the best way to deal with corruption is to decentralize political and economic powers. She says most Africans are poor today because a lot of people, especially women and youth, have been left behind. If elected, Ms. Nwakwe says she will share political and economic power and not leave it all in the hands of the government. Zambians will vote on January 20th in a special election to replace President Michael Sata, who died in October 2014. I'm Anna Mateo.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. In the 17th century, an Indian emperor built a huge white palace to honor his dead wife. It is called the Taj Mahal. It is one of the most famous buildings in the world. But this beautiful structure is changing. A new study confirms that burning fuel is causing the Taj to change color. The report could help create more targeted measures to protect the 360-year-old Monument of Love. Jonathan Evans tells us more.
For years, people living near the Taj Mahal have burned fuel and garbage. Slowly, tiny pieces of those fires are changing the marble on the Taj Mahal from bright white to brownish yellow. The pollution leaves particles that change the marble's color. The 17th century monument is located in the busy industrial city of Agra in northern India. Many have long blamed the city's air pollution for discoloring the famed monument. Researchers from two American universities and several Indian institutions led a year-long study to test the idea. They placed small pieces of clean marble on the Taj Mahal. They left them there for 2 months and then studied the particles that landed on their surfaces. Professor S. N. Tripathi at the Indian Institute of Technology at Kanpur is one of the authors of the study. He said the particles come from many sources, especially from diesel trucks.
We have an increasing fleet of diesel vehicles nowadays in cities. Large vehicles, trucks, that's number one. And that is a major emission source for black carbon and organic carbon.
Mr. Tripathi said burning garbage and cow dung is another major source of discoloring organic carbon. Especially now, when it is cold, he said, people burn almost anything to keep warm. Over the last 10 years, officials have banned vehicles within 500 meters of the monument. They have also tried to support clean fuel and improve the power supply to lessen the effect of diesel machines. But despite these measures, a 2010 study found that the non-stop growth of industry, population, and traffic have only worsened air pollution in Agra. Preservationists, or people trying to keep the monument safe, say the monument needs more targeted protection. Ratish Nanda in New Delhi said some changes are to be expected in a monument that is over 360 years old. He believes that the single issue of discoloration should not cause an overreaction. But Mr. Nanda said the scientific community needs to be more involved in observing and preventing damage to the monument. And he said the Taj needs more money to protect it.
The whole preservation mechanism of the Taj Mahal needs to change. Absolutely, the one thing that is absolutely essential is to put in a regime of conservation, that whatever cleaning is done should be sensitive and have absolutely no long-term impact.
Since 1994, authorities have been giving the monument mud pack treatments to remove the discoloration. The treatment is just like the beauty treatment women have used on their faces and bodies for centuries. A mud pack treatment involves covering the Taj's surface with clay and then taking it off. The monument received the treatment for the fourth time last June, but experts warn the process could have unwanted side effects. In 2013, nearly 6 million people visited the monument. It is considered one of the finest examples of Mughal art and architecture in India. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Jim Tedder. Here is something to think about. If you are listening to this program only on the radio, you are missing a lot of fun. If you will go to the website, you can print all the